Nikki makes it impossible to edit this podcast. I have to like zoom in like 40 times to get like the tiny little bit of sound scale so that I can get out our
sorry.
Sound.
Sorry, it's an Orange Julius and I want it.
So we have exciting news, but Austin already said he had an announcement, so it's Austin's announcement.
Oh, you can say your news first. It wasn't really an announcement.
Okay, I'm getting married.
What?
I'm just kidding. Okay. No, we got a panel. We were officially approved for the MetroCon panel. We are now officially recognized nerds.
Yay!
So people care about our opinion.
Go us. All right, Richard.
I think our one audience member will be a tumbleweed. Was that a bad word? Can I not say beep?
Oh.
Apparently our background sensor was going off.
I guess so. I didn't even get the joke. It took me a second. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? There was four of us in here.
Can I not say Tumblr or weed?
You can say Tumblr. You can say weed. You just can't say Tumblr weed.
Tumblr weed.
Oh, that sounds frightening.
So, today when Nikki picked me up, my dad, or no, not even when Nikki picked me up. I took my Jeep into the shop today.
Okay.
Because it's having some issues, let's just say. And it could be a simple fix as in a spark plug or a bad fix as in transmission.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. It can vary. But I'm trying to ignore that out of fear. And
out of fear for my wallet.
Yes. And my dad picked me up when I was at the dealership that I used to work at. Did I say that by chance already?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, so my dad picked me up. And he's like, oh, by the way, Tex. I was like, where the hell did you hear that name? He goes, I listened to your podcast.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
What's terrifying is that he Googled my name, my full name on Google, and found the podcast.
How? I don't even think your name's like anywhere attached to the podcast.
I don't know. But he that's how he says he found it. Of course, he makes up stories. So I don't know. But that's how he claimed to be it.
Guys, we have at least one fan. This is fucking phenomenal.
Do you know what he probably did? He probably looked at my Facebook, clicked the works at,
right. and found Frosty Gaming where he saw eventually it was posted.
So he listened to the one where I said text, so that's when I first started working at the place. So that was probably
two, maybe three podcasts ago? Not that long ago.
It was after the 5th, but probably before the 10th.
Okay.
Of so. January.
Then it would have been recorded on.
Start working on the fifth.
Would have been recorded on the 7th.
So that probably was what.
There you go. Fun facts. Look at that math skills. Yeah, we're all of our podcasts except for this one, of course, are live.
Nice. Proactivity.
Yeah, I've taken the initiative to
initiativity.
Yeah, exactly. I have a school project where I have to like come up with a programming proposal, but it's like I do that like all day at fucking work, and now I have to do it for school. Like, would you leave me the fuck alone? But I decided, rather than using a project that I've already completed, because, you know, I have, like, a shit ton of programming projects just sitting there, I'm actually going to create a podcast uploader thing.
Ooh.
That'll, like, automatically convert all of our LinkedUmp links to Bitly links so we can, like, track them and stuff.
Mm.
Cool shit like that. And I took the college initiative to, like, have to do it now.
Cool.
So, yeah, okay. That's that.
What is that?
We're also putting money into advertising for stuff now, so that's exciting. Maybe we'll get like a real following.
And maybe a real photo sometime soon.
We may or may not have hit 100 followers on Twitch. I don't really know because it kept like going 100, 99, 100, 99, 100. So
I bet you somebody's fucking with us.
Probably. They probably were. So I was excited, then I was unexcited, then I was excited. Not really sure where our current standing is, but that happened there. And yeah, so hopefully we'll find a day where we all have daylight to take pictures together for advertisements with lab coats and shit.
This couch squeaks.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Coats. What are we taking pictures in?
Well,
I was looking through the group chat and then I was like, oh, they're just talking too much. I'm going to turn it off.
I like Austin's idea of everybody dressing up like super nice, but then us just like looking like idiots, like being really nice
dress up super nice but wear lab coats over it.
Yeah, like there's gonna be a couple lab coats pictures, maybe like some like disgusting ice cream eating pictures where there's just ice cream all over our face kind of. Yeah, that level of,
because I have the whole suit ties shebang that fits me perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a prom dress still.
You got a prom dress. I at some point I want to jump through water in the picture. But we can only do that one. We can only do that one once, and we probably aren't going to do it in our nice clothes.
Yeah.
But I'd like to find some non-water friendly clothes that we can wear to like together jump through the water fountain.
Non-water friendly?
Yeah, because it's not funny if you're wearing a bathing suit.
Oh, okay.
It's only funny if you're wearing like jeans.
Well, let's not do bathing suits unless you want to skyrocket in advertising.
Did you read the part of the conversation about the couch?
Oh yeah,
the casting couch. I didn't get the joke.
Austin wanted to take a picture because Austin has a couch very similar to the casting couch. And he said, "Yeah, we could all take a picture on our casting couch." And I was like, "I don't know how I feel about putting a picture on the internet of the three of us plus Nikki on the casting couch. That would just send the wrong message for us as a company."
Nikki, can I explain on the
podcast? Oh, you don't know what the casting couch is?
No.
Oh, poor Nikki.
Here, I'll just Google casting couch.
Oh, God, don't Google casting couch.
Don't worry, I have Safe Search on. No, I don't.
Who has Safe Search
on? Yeah, I was about to say, who has Safe Search on? Besides schools.
Yeah, like, and even then.
Fuck, don't remind me.
When I was in high school, I remember one of the special needs kids found porn on the school. Like, somehow this porn site wasn't blocked by the filter and just started watching porn in the middle of class. It's like, oh, all right.
I heard a story about someone who was applying for a job at a place I used to work at. And he pulled open a laptop. And I've never met this person before, but he pulled open a laptop and started watching lesbian porn and started showing everybody around the room.
While he was at work?
Well, this was during his training, but this was before I started working there. So this is a previous training group at the place I used to work at.
Okay, gotcha. So some guy during his training, like first week or so, pulled up a laptop full of porn and started showing people?
Uh-huh. Like, during training.
During training. So you're like a week in and wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
It's something.
So you're just going to show Nikki a picture of the casting couch?
See that couch? Does that look like the couch in my apartment?
Yeah.
See? I just showed her the casting couch. I'm like, does that look like the couch in my apartment?
Just like, yeah, it's like the couch in your apartment.
I don't understand. What is it?
Actually, that's very similar to the couch in my apartment. That's scary similar.
Joey, what is the casting couch?
We need to put it right next to the
blinds. Austin's building up too much of the suspense. It's a, how do I put this lightly?
I can say it since she's my girlfriend.
Yeah, you say it.
Imagine a young girl sitting there.
A young pretty blonde like yourself.
Applying for an interview. Okay.
Applying for an interview.
Mm-hmm. For modeling.
Extra and then... pretty because I dyed my hair.
Nikki, just...
Shut up.
So she's sitting there applying for an interview.
Is this the beginning of porn?
Yes.
Yes.
Regular porn. Like, it's an ongoing thing where...
Yeah, it's common. It's very stereotypical.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's just, they have that casting couch and there's the girl doing the interview and then she starts fucking the interviewer. But they always blur out his face. His face is always blurry.
That's because guys in porn are always really fucking ugly.
Yeah.
Like,
to make the rest of us feel better.
It's either they're really fucking ugly or they're really, really hot. It's like,
yeah.
There's no middle ground.
So it would be even worse if we took the picture on the casting couch and then blurred out our faces. or, and I'd feel better about this, we take the picture on the couch and blur out Nikki's face. That would be pretty good. Maybe we'd do that one.
It's my moneymaker right there.
I know, but we don't want to put you on the casting couch. That would not put out a good image for the internet.
Also, don't say moneymaker when pointing at your face, Nikki, especially when when referring to porn.
Oh, man. All right. Zero to nothing real all fucking right. Quick again.
Hey, Dad! So, anyways, trying to veer away from that. It was yesterday morning, I think, is when this happened.
Porn.
No. I went to Chick-fil-A. I usually go to Chick-fil-A before I go to my current job.
That's a weird start to a porno.
No. You go to Chick-fil-A before Chick-fil-A your job.
And then go to work.
I
fucked the Chick-fil-A chick. In the window.
In the cow suit.
Wait. Was the girl in the cow suit or was I in the cow suit?
You were both in the cow suits?
Wait. In two separate cow suits or one cow suit together?
I can't decide which would be funnier. I think two separate cow suits so that you guys could be in the playpen dressed as cows having sex.
So wouldn't that just be furry?
Yes, but it would be Chick-fil-A cow furry.
Would have eat more chicken sign on you.
Two of them going kunk, kunk, kunk.
Move!
Finn's just sitting here.
God damn it! I was trying to go through the whole podcast without being mentioned or saying anything.
Dang it.
And then at the end of the podcast, I'd be like, I'm Ben.
We can still cut it out. It can still happen.
Ah, fuck it.
So, anyways. So.
I'm over here dying, like, trying not to laugh at things.
I know. I was wondering, I'm like, you're oddly quiet tonight.
I thought you were just waiting back, waiting for a moment to speak.
No.
Yeah, well, he was at the last minute of the podcast, and yeah. He was like, oh, I guess we should introduce ourselves.
Which we didn't do.
Which we didn't, but I was going to.
Nor mention, like, the name of the number of the podcast.
I kind
of,
oh, I have no idea what number it is.
57?
So, like I said, I'm Ben.
I'm Austin.
I'm Joey.
And I'm Nikki.
All right.
We're like opposites.
And right. We are the Super Team.
Oh, look.
Super Team Frosted Gaming Podcast, episode number 57, maybe.
Look, Ben and Joey are cuddling on the couch.
Ben and Joey are cuddling on the couch. How cute.
Take that into it. Wait,
and
wait.
Now we're whacking off.
Let me blow you away. Okay.
No.
Okay. So,
no more.
No more.
When I went to Chick-fil-A for breakfast the other day.
Was this before or after the cow suit thing?
God damn it.
Sorry, I keep derailing your story. I'm an asshole. Go ahead. Go on.
So, I went to Chick-fil-A, and as I was getting my food, some guy who wasn't
in
giving me
a suit,
Nikki, I swear to God, first you're tapping your cup.
I know, just like, I wanted to call her out, but it's like, oh, stop.
You're tapping your cup, interrupting me constantly. I haven't been able to finish this damn story.
Hi guys, I'm Nikki.
Oh man.
All right.
Chick-fil-A, met a guy wearing a cow suit. Got it.
No. No. There was a guy inside the window. He worked there.
Okay, you're going through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
This person's inside.
Yeah. And he was like, I really like the side of your Jeep, which has an Assassin's Creed symbol on the side. And it's got a really big Assassin's Creed sticker on it. And I'm like, thanks. And he goes, do you like Assassin's Creed? I'm like, no. I'm thinking, no, I fucking don't like Assassin's Creed. I bought the sticker and I thought it looked good on my Jeep, but I have no idea what it means. No, yes, I like Assassin's Creed.
You'd be like, no, I just really like protractors, and this looked like one. Pretty fucking sweet.
I'm actually an architect that's a protractor. I'm actually an auditore.
Great.
So, anyways, the guy was like, do you like Assassin's Creed? And I'm like, yeah. And then he goes, did you play the most recent one? And I'm like, which one, Unity? Or he goes, yeah, Unity. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I haven't played it yet. How is it? And I'm thinking, I'm in the drive-thru. His coworker was staring at him like, dude, seriously? It's like people behind this guy.
I got shit to do. Just give me my goddamn
you
chicken.
You got shit to do. It's your job.
You should have been like, good, gotta go to work. Bye.
I gotta go play Assassin's Creed for a living.
Spoiler alert. Just drive away.
Yeah, ruin the ending.
Bitch! I really want to get Snape Kills Dumbledore on the back of my car, so when I drive away from people, I'd be like, spoiler alert.
Mm. Hey, look at this new spoiler I got in my car.
No.
Damn it, Barb.
You got the reference.
No, we all got the reference.
We all got the reference.
Well, Nikki thought it was
That's two.
Yeah.
So
two, Joey. We're keeping count. Two.
Well, actually, one of them was me.
Two what?
Well, no. He made another one.
What?
What?
We'll address this later.
Are we talking about puns?
No.
Bad decisions?
Both.
Regretful things?
Yes.
Okay.
Did y'all hear about the flying ambulance?
No.
What?
So have you seen those automated defibrillators?
Yes.
Yes.
That speak to you, it's like, please press this on the blah, blah, blah. It's like, now press this button.
Beep. That's like the bane of my existence.
Now, what if those...
Shock the shit out of this child.
What if those were attached to a flying drone?
Why?
Ah.
Why? Because instead of waiting half an hour for an ambulance to show up, this thing can travel at like 60 miles an hour through the air from a station close by.
Wow.
Well, most places have an AED machine.
Yes, Nikki.
Most houses don't.
But do you know where they are? If you're outside sitting in front of
the
mall...
You're in a car accident.
A car accident, yeah. Let's say you're in a car accident and you call the police... Or, yeah, now you call 911, I'm like, hey, I need an ambulance here, this guy, blah, 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 you know?
He ain't breathing.
And then a defibrillator can be sent out before they show up.
My only question would
be... But most people don't know how to use a defibrillator.
It's automated.
The automated ones tell you how to do it.
Are, like, idiot-proof. My question, though, is...
I'd still cry trying to use a defibrillator. I'm trained to use one, and I'm like...
My big question
is how could they decide if they needed a defibrillator?
Are you breathing?
Yeah. Well, because, well, it doesn't really have to do with your breathing.
Has your heart stopped?
It doesn't start your heart. It stops an irregular heartbeat is what happens. And in fact, defibrillating your heart actually stops your heart, but it's kind of like hitting the reset button.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't jumpstart your heart like people think.
Now, what happens when you put it on someone's head?
Probably kills them, okay. But I don't actually know that. Don't actually know. Man, so, Nikki is just trying to see, like, how many noises she could make in a podcast. It's like, I'm going to play, take out the lid and just slide it up and down the straw.
Let's interrupt Austin Julius a few times.
Yeah.
It's an Orange Julius. I want the rest of it. I can't
What's
see
an
it.
Orange Julius?
It's like an orange shake with milk product, it's but magical. It's also, like, orange.
It's like a Dreamsicle.
I see.
Like at Extreme Juice.
I see.
It's like yes, actually, it tastes almost exactly like that.
It's okay. Wonderful.
But okay. It's less healthy.
Who cares? So
it's nice.
It's delicious.
So it's automatically more delicious.
It also has real dairy, so if you're lactose intolerant, it's not that fun. That's why I opted out this time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Because I didn't want to be interrupting the podcast and making noise.
With your ass.
Did you know lactose intolerance is the normal thing, and lactose...
Tolerance
is the weird one?
Yeah.
That's
a mutation.
Yeah, it's mutated. I don't remember exactly. I'm probably talking
about the bacteria out of my ass doesn't here. Leave their body.
Right. But I'm probably talking out of my ass here, but no lactose. But shit. I lost my train
of thought. I am intolerant to your jokes.
Oh man. That was it. I was no pun intended, damn it. But something like because the cultures that lactose tolerance is common. It's because of how much milk they drink that they've developed a immunity to, or a tolerance for it.
Screw that. I'm Dutch. I'm lactose intolerant.
Does that mean you Dutch oven people?
Only after he drinks lactose.
I don't lactose. I have 10 of them.
I'm not lacking any toes.
I guess I am lactose intolerant because...
Did I tell you guys about
I'm intolerant of lacking toes.
Did I tell you guys about the TV?
Yeah, it works.
Yes, it works.
Yeah, it works. All that time, I thought it didn't work.
Why didn't it work when we worked it? Work.
I don't know.
Work.
I don't know. I even like kind of hit it around a little bit when I was on the phone to see if like it was a loose cable, and it still worked. So, yeah.
All right. Well, the miracle of letting a TV fucking sit for 6 months makes it work.
I know. Damn, we haven't used these Xboxes at all.
Ever.
I mean, I have high hopes about using them when we move to the apartment or the condo.
Me too. Not really, but me too.
Because I'm setting up the whole room with them in mind.
So along with the whole serendipitous findings with your TV and all that, a woman went to Burger King and she ordered some like
drugs,
Whopper or some crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she took her bag, you know, drove away. And on the way, like the fatty American that she is, stupid Americans, she opened up her bag.
This is a Canadian podcast, by the way.
Yes. We all live in Canada.
Hey?
Florida, Canada.
Where Target does not exist anymore.
Yes, where Target does not exist anymore.
Wait, they don't have any Targets?
No, all the Targets in Canada closed.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah, I guess they're not their Target customer. Anyways, so when she opened her bag, it turns out that the bag contained not a burger, but $2,631.
Woohoo!
Apparently, for some stupid reason, they put the restaurant's bank deposit in a Burger King bag, in a to-go bag, okay, and put it by the to-go window.
So the person at the window just reached out, grabbed it, and gave it to the person in the car?
And wow. The only reason why this made, like, an article out of it is because the lady called her husband, and they discussed keeping it, but they gave it back because they're Jehovah's Witnesses, and Jehovah sees everything.
Oh.
I've never heard of actual people converting to Jehovah's Witness.
I have.
That
I have.
Aren't Jehovah's Witness, like,
well, what do you think they're trying to do when they're going door to door?
I know that. Me? I know
drive
that.
My dogs crazy?
But I never knew of, I never heard of it working.
I would just
have you guys ever actually, well, I know you met a Jehovah's Witness in a bathroom stall. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
But have you ever had Jehovah's Witnesses, like, show up at your door?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. My dogs... bark at them.
See, I've never
they
had one show
away.
At my door.
Well, now,
my
you grandpa live in a nice neighborhood.
Zephyr Hills, that's happened.
Well, not only do you live in a nice neighborhood, but you live in an out-of-the-way neighborhood.
Yes.
You practically live on an
Island. I quite literally live on an island.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to be very vague about the location at the moment.
Oh, my address is all over the fucking place.
No, my dogs scare the shit out of me, Jehovah's Witnesses, all the time. Like, we were up at my grandmother's house, and one of them was coming up to the door, and you know, Nico is like fucking mental.
Yeah.
Nico loves me.
He's like barking his head off. They're standing at the door. They haven't knocked or rang the doorbell or anything. They're like, do we convert them?
Do we convert the dog?
There's just one less seat in heaven for them. Let's go. Let's go.
We the dogs would just convert them to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't think they would leave Connor dogs go to heaven.
Connor wouldn't.
Connor would bark and run away.
Nico will Nico would eat both of them.
Yeah, but don't the Jehovah's Witness say like there's only like 100,000 places in heaven?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but yeah. Yeah, something like this. Get people to convert then.
Yeah, it's like, hold on. Hold on. You're giving up your seat there. What the fuck, dude? But weird stuff.
There's only 1,000 seats in heaven.
So, I wouldn't want to live in any Jehovah's Witnesses, but I have a very, very doubtful feeling about any Jehovah's Witnesses listening to our podcast.
I have a doubtful feeling about Jehovah's Witnesses.
Well, there you go. Feelings are mutual. Wow.
Just saying.
Maybe they have a doubtful feeling about you.
Oh, fuck them. No offense to the gays.
Never offend the gays.
There's got to be a Frosted Gaming podcast drinking game, or there will be.
Let's do it.
We get bigger. No,
we can't do it. The fans got to do it.
Bigger.
And I'm convinced every time I'm insulted, every time, no offense to the gays, and every time
Austin makes
every
a bad
time
pun.
Austin gets interrupted, is
yeah, but you
there.
Get interrupted.
It makes
more
a bad
Austin.
Pun. Yeah, you get interrupted more than I do, but that's I make true. Bad puns all the time.
Every time Nikki does something making noise.
Anytime I say I quit.
Okay.
Bombs up.
One of us mentions previous work or current work situations.
Work stories.
We're giving a lot Austin of ideas, guys.
Anytime Austin tells a story about working at the dealership.
Well, I tell stories about it, too.
This is true. Either one of you tell stories.
That was a fun experience, though.
It was.
No, I'm sure it was. I was just thinking things. Every time Ben touches his phone.
You can't see that on the podcast.
We can.
No, you can supposed to be live stream.
Your greasy fingers smearing up against the screen.
I have greasy fingers.
I meant your fingers smearing up against the greasy screen.
There you go.
You do.
Yeah, but there is quite a possibility that when we move to the condo that we can start live streaming the podcast.
Cool.
We talked about that already.
We have. Yes. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but we
don't. I don't know if we've talked about it on the
podcast. It's so hard to fucking remember. Uh-huh. We should never hang out except on the podcast so that we know all of our conversations
are
on the
podcast. That's a terrible idea.
That is a terrible idea.
That is a terrible idea.
But I've run into scenarios where I'm like, oh, this is a really funny story. Let me tell you guys. This would be a better story on the podcast.
Yeah, I do that a lot. Where it's like, oh, I want to text everybody. I don't want to text everybody about that because I'll just save it for the podcast. And then I forget by the time the podcast.
Joey has a story for us too. After the podcast.
Oh. Like, I wanted to tell you about
the wheels on the bus go, broom, broom, motherfucker.
Oh. Oh. I've yet to hear about that. But anyways.
Man.
We'll explain it later.
We'll talk about it after the podcast.
So,
I fucking hate you.
Love you.
So, did you hear about the new Dell XPS?
No.
It has the smallest bezel on a screen ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Bezel?
Well, I mean, it's comparable to phones. Okay. Like, it's thinner than the top of my Samsung.
But it's on a monitor.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it's an XPS 13.
Guys, what happened to flip phones?
They died.
Apparently, they exist in very high numbers.
Yes. What? And by the way, Kyocera isn't the only issue. It's just, I guess I should explain it from the beginning so, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but nobody else, especially
so,
the podcast.
So, to date the podcast, there is a huge blizzard going on right now in the Northeast.
Yes.
And,
Wait, from Dairy Queen?
Yes.
Yay!
Wait a minute. Didn't we talk about that?
No, you and I talked about that at Hookah the other night. But anyway, yeah, sorry, true. Austin, go ahead.
So, it has been putting people out of work. Like, some people don't go to work.
That's pretty common, actually.
And,
But this is just a really, like, bad case of it.
And there were two people in Texas, actually. Like, two different businesses, big businesses in Texas, that contacted my work saying, hey, your service isn't working anymore. I can't even access your website. What the hell's going on? I'm getting a DNS error. And everyone's like, oh no, blah, blah, there's an issue.
Are they getting a DMF?
What is that? What?
Dumb motherfucker.
What, a DMF error?
I give people a DMF discount at work.
Oh, now, is that a discount or
Well, I don't know. When you ask for surcharge? A discount on free.
Oh.
Sure, I'll give you a discount DMF.
Yeah. A discount for a free car wash.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
The DMF car wash.
God.
Oh man. So anyways.
I started using that after a guy got fired for using that.
Wow.
Well, that's a good idea. I should do that.
Because you have to put a reason why you're discounting something on there. And he put DMF discount 10%. And when we got audited, the person doing the audit was like, what is a DMF discount? He goes, oh, it's dumb motherfucker. And the district manager was right next to him. He goes, you're fired.
I've been like, district manufacturer.
You know, pharmacy. Yeah.
So,
it's like, why you right, couldn't okay. have made something up.
Yeah.
Blizzard, DNS server errors.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there were people complaining, hey, I can't access your website and stuff. So we remoted into their computers, you know, pinged a few things. By the way, the test ping, the original text ping that IT told our guy to ping was StarTrek.com.
Huh. Okay. You know, there's one, it's not a ping, but you can
Pornhub.
Run a command that...
You're talking about Telnet? Star Wars?
Yeah. You Telnet an IP or something, and it plays all of Star Wars and ASCII characters.
It's something.blinkenlights.nl.
Yeah, I'll link it in the link dump at the bottom there.
I'd like to know it, too, because we were just talking about
Me
that.
Me, too.
Yeah, it's Star Wars Episode 4, all in ASCII.
ASCII.
I hear so many different people pronounce things differently. Like, there's a guy I work with who I actually graduated with, and he pronounced GUI GUI.
I've heard a lot of people say GUI. I'll say GUI if I'm feeling lazy.
Is DUI for computers a thing? Is DUI a thing?
I don't think so.
No, but that's for like people who drink and drive.
Hey, we know some of those.
We know a few of them.
Shut up. We're not shouting out.
So, anyways.
Shout out to the 3 whole marijuanas and 1 mafia still in the closet.
Man, I don't know where we're going to keep those in the condo.
You have to get another condo. Trapped in the condo.
God.
No, but the condo I'm moving into was previously a meth house.
It's true.
Oh!
And so anytime there's like a new hole in the wall, I'm like, I look inside, I'm like, did they hide any money in here?
Meth? Tell me they
have. Yeah, you were running like a secret door. You had the perfect opportunity to find all the meth money.
Yeah.
There's like a secret door to like an underground lab, which is actually underwater.
Even
so
though
so
I'm
close.
In the fourth floor, but yeah.
So what happens?
It's a really long staircase.
What happens when the people who are using it as a meth house actually do have a store in there and come and break into your house late at night and kill you and everyone in the house? Which would probably be us.
Good thing we're getting security cameras.
Well, we'll still be dead.
Good point.
Security cameras.
People would fucking know.
Are considered the worst security measure. Those are
next to
retroactive.
A dog.
Go on.
Dogs, although, deter.
That's
dogs
true.
Dogs do deter.
Security cameras don't. You don't, like, go, you don't break
Security cameras encourage people to put a fucking hoodie and a scarf on.
Well, no. Okay, let's say you break into a house. You look up and say, oh, there's a security camera. I better hurry up what I'm doing. And then later on you look at the security camera and say, oh, okay, that's what happened. That might be the person. Now, that's not... Retention, or not retention, that's not prevention.
Right.
A good prevention, of course, is a good door and security alarm.
Yeah, well, we are going to have an alarm, too. I think the security camera's really just for fun.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, but, no, for sure. But
you don't want to know the things I'm going to do to your security camera.
Your foot is so cold.
I know.
It's like ice cold.
That's why I keep trying.
I was warming this one up.
My feet.
Here. Give me this one.
Switch.
I mean, this is man. Like this is like no blood flow.
Just slide him under his butt.
Yeah, Austin has a really warm butt.
I have a really no
Move
butt.
Move your butt.
Everyone's got a really warm butt.
How do you know that I have a warm butt?
I know you have a warm butt. My foot's on it.
Nikki relayed the information to me.
Telepathetically.
Wait. How do you know if... But she wasn't doing it, though. Speaking of weird time travel things,
that's the best segue ever.
I just watched for the first time the ending of Tim and something's crazy adventure or whatever.
Oh,
Bill and Ted's crazy
Bill
adventure.
Yes.
Bill and Ted's
most excellent adventure.
Yeah, with Station and Death and stuff.
Yes,
that's the first time I've ever seen it, it's or the ending
movie.
Of it.
Never seen.
Yeah.
It.
It's pretty interesting. You wouldn't hate it. Keanu Reeves is in it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate it. Keanu Reeves is in it. Best case I've heard for a movie ever.
If that was the first Keanu Reeves movie you'd ever seen, though, you'd probably never watch a Keanu Reeves movie ever again.
Yeah.
I think that's true with any Keanu Reeves movie.
Keanu Reeves is a good actor.
Except with Nicolas Cage, except for the Declaration of Independence movie.
Was Keanu Reeves in that Vanilla Sky movie, or was that Christian Bale?
Vanilla Sky?
I don't know.
You know who I've decided I have really mixed feelings about as an actor?
Mom.
Who is the guy who's going to be Batman?
Christian Bale?
No.
New Mom?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Anytime I see him like on a movie poster, he just has this like stupid look on his face, and it's like, that does not look like a good movie. I don't know.
I've been sick.
That is not a hot name. I keep thinking of someone else when you.
The name Ben is not a hot name. As a person named Ben, it's not a fucking good name.
Ben is one thing, but like
Ben Affleck,
but like, but Ben Affleck. It's like the way it flows. Like
almost as bad as Matt Damon. Team America reference? Yes.
Well, it's really funny. Have you ever seen Dogma?
Yes. No. Maybe. I've seen parts.
Well, that's the one with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon in it.
There's a lot of movies with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon in it.
Okay, well, they were angels cast out of heaven trying to get back. It was fucking hilarious.
That's Ben Affleck and Matt Damon?
Yes!
Oh, that's Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Doesn't he just kind of have that like weird smug look on his face? Like, I don't want to be here right now?
He kind of looks like somebody.
My mom.
Ben Affleck.
Probably Ben Affleck.
That one jerk who's in all of those romantic comedies.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
So he just has this inquisitive look on his face. It's like, oh.
I'm trying to think of
Ashton Kutcher?
Person. No.
Mom?
He resembles, but of course he resembles because he resembles Dad? Ben Affleck. Dang it. I can't think of any movies. So
I have that problem every night. And I just like press the shuffle button on Netflix.
This is shuffle button on Netflix?
There's a website like called Shuffle Netflix or something.
Oh, okay. Oh, I rediscovered it when I was searching for your buzzword generator.
Oh, yeah.
I rediscovered another text generator that I think I showed you a long time ago when we first met. It's where it's just a website. It's a blank black screen.
Okay.
And it's a predetermined code. And when you press a button, it like puts a piece of the code in. And you just go. And it looks like you're typing code really, 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 really fast.
Badass coding.
Like for a movie scene. It's like.
Yeah.
Like CSI type shows.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty cool shit.
I just realized right now that's a great way to fake like I'm doing something at work.
Yeah.
Because we code in SQL and it's very similar to SQL.
Mm-hmm. In fact, there were probably SQL commands on there.
And I could just be like, when the boss is passing by.
There was a video.
Austin, you are doing phenomenal. Wow, I've never seen somebody write so fast.
Hey, I'm leading.
I'm going to get all the superiors.
I'm leading in emails, so.
I saw the chart. You were up at the top of that chart, sir. Good job.
That was out of this week. I have 13 or 14 because there were only like 8 emails today and we have like 9 people working. But anyways, I think I have 14 this week, and it's Wednesday. So, I mean,
well, that's pretty good.
Divide that up as you will. You know?
Are you still in training, or are you now past training?
I'm out of training, but I'm on training wheels.
Okay.
So, like, you're
on training whales?
I'm talking
whales? The dolphins!
I'm talking to Holy customers shit. On the phone and, like, doing remote installs and all that kind of stuff, like installing SQL servers and all that, fixing problems. But I'm not picking up the phone saying, hey, my name's Austin, what's your problem? You know?
Gotcha.
Hey, my name's Austin. How are you fucking up?
What the fuck did you do to this? Anyway, but I'm going to roll back a minute to the fake typing thing. There was a video of an app developer, some guy who just made apps, and a news station like did an article on him or whatever. And so they asked to record him while coding, and he pulled up that website and was just doing like left, right, clearly not actually typing shit. But you see it on the news and you see him typing and they're like, and this is him coding. It's like he's doing like some arpeggio on the piano and like fucking glorious. And it was cool because that guy was the one who posted it on Reddit, and it's like, yeah, so my local news station did a story on me and I couldn't resist.
No, what would have been funny is like if he just used one hand, just like flopped it around like senselessly. It's like
this like, man with several palsy
coding perfectly with one hand.
The back of his hand, a little bit of elbow work in there.
Smash his head into it a couple times.
Just whips his dick out, starts smacking the keyboard.
Look at all this code I'm writing.
Wasn't that from like a skit or something where people were playing the piano with their boners?
No, but I want to try it now.
I think they're playing chopsticks. Like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. There's have you seen that it's NCIS is the show, where two people start using the same keyboard at the same time because they're getting hacked too fast.
What?
Like,
I've never seen this episode.
It's like, we can't keep up with the hacker. Let me help. And it was funny because, like, I never really believed it. Like, I saw it on Reddit all the time. And I'm at my grandpa's house, and he loves NCIS. And we start watching it. And I'm like, I recognize this scene. Oh my god, it's happening! And then it happens. I was like, oh my god, this is crazy.
But there's two people using one keyboard.
Two people using one keyboard.
I guess they were drift compatible.
Too fast.
I haven't seen that episode. Dude,
oh my god, it was so good.
I'm gonna watch it now.
So that's reminding me of Evangeline, because I just started watching or finished it.
Mm-hmm.
And which, by the way, have you seen that, Ben?
No, not yet.
No?
You and another person keep telling me to fucking watch it, and I'm just like,
is it Riley?
I don't talk to her.
Not the little one, but the older
one. I don't talk to her either.
It's not your 3-year-old niece. That's not who he's talking about.
The other one that's about as tall as a 3-year-old. No offense, Riley. Anyways.
I honestly haven't talked to her since MetroCon.
Okay. Well, she recommended Evangeline to me, obviously, because since she cosplays it, it's obviously a decent show.
Evangelion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
No, you pronounce it correctly.
Okay.
I don't know.
I know I never pronounce words correctly.
Our friend Ryan, he says it. He's more into anime than we are, so I...
Okay, the tall one?
Yeah, really tall guy.
Okay. So, I watched it. And by the way, if you're going to watch it, there's apparently an ending movie. And I didn't know that when I finished it. I was like... What the fuck happened? There's always a life questioning moment in big animes. You've got
it's really fucking
Gurren Lagann had that.
Yeah,
where it's like the universe. I'm not gonna go any more spoilers, but
yeah,
universe.
Like all major decent animes have like something where they question the meaning of life.
Like he's really
and this is not an exception. Okay. Where I'm just sitting there watching the last remaining certain number of episodes. I'm not going to say, and I'm just like, wow, who am I? What am I?
I love shows and books or whatever like that. Where you just sit there for a minute, and you're like, whoa, reality, it's a thing. I don't know.
Well, like not just reality, but like there's
reality.
Possible multiple realities.
I'm not
going into spoilers.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. It's fine.
And but
I was
a
possible multiple reality once.
Yeah, it's a shame I'm not dating Emma Watson in this one.
Yeah.
What?
I said it's a shame I'm not dating Emma Watson in this one. Because theoretically, there is a reality where I am.
Yes, but theoretically, there's also another reality where Emma Watson's fucking ugly.
It's true. You're probably dating her in that one.
But no, theoretically, though, there's also the chance that I'm dating pretty Emma Watson that we know now.
We don't know her, though.
we know of her.
Okay,
whatever.
But wait.
What if she doesn't
maybe
exist?
Maybe she's really pretty, but she's actually a psycho bitch.
But she is, like, really pushing that
feminism
thing.
Yeah.
Although, actually, I'll give her credit.
Says the bridge, female.
She does use the word equal rights or whatever. She doesn't talk about feminism.
She says equality.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
She uses the equality word.
Oh, egalitarian.
What?
Evangelion?
No. Eagle Charion?
No, Evangelion.
Eagle Chariot. Billiard ball cover bun.
I was totally going somewhere with the whole anime thing before I tangented.
Oh, you said, meaning of life. Was that not it? Oh, movie?
Before that.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
Yeah, I know, right?
Anyway, there's an asteroid coming, and we're all gonna fucking die.
Oh yeah, it's like as big as a mountain.
Is it gonna hit? Are we gonna die?
What?
Is this the moment I've been waiting for?
making shit up. Or is there?
Oh no, it passed us.
Oh, okay. There's actually an asteroid that's coming towards us.
No. There was an asteroid that was coming towards us, and it was as big as a mountain, and it passed us.
Oh, when damn was it. This? I was totally just
like within the past few days.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it!
And you could have seen it at night.
Oh man, I'm
upset. But I was sleeping. That was when I got home from work, passed out for a few hours, woke up, and I texted you when you were watching that movie.
I wish that I would have just went outside, looked up, and saw a mountain range flying by.
Like a literal mountain.
The Smoky Mountains.
Yeah. Little snow top peaks and everything.
A skier.
Someone does a backflip.
Am I dreaming? Is this actually happening?
Do you remember that game Free Ski or Free whatever?
Ski Ball?
No, it's a computer game.
Nope.
It was like a really old... few bits computer yes! game, and it's like you use the keyboard keys to use it, and at
and you
the
have
very
to dodge
end
of, things
and dodge that abominable snowman which always fucking killed you.
I might remember that.
And every time you ran into a tree, you'd get closer.
If I find a picture of it, you will remember it, Joey.
It's such a good game. Right. I used to play it in like 7th grade.
I don't want to jinx myself here, but my eyes haven't gotten itchy yet.
Shut up.
They had the last podcast.
And I haven't sneezed, but although the back of my throat's itching, that could be the food.
Are you allergic?
To
food. Ricky.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
To both.
It's because Nikki's covered in cat and dog fur all the time.
I can't think of the name of that thing.
Good description.
The ski game. Man, I was talking to Chris last night, and he goes, shit, I can't figure out how to turn on the thing. I was like, oh, well, just go push the button over there. And he's like, wait, the button where? Like, motherfucker.
Wow.
How do you think Ohio. I know what you're talking about?
So, for all our new listeners, Chris lives in Ohio, and they were on the phone.
Yes, that is correct.
I was Googling Free Ski, and it's called Ski Free.
Wow.
And they couldn't figure it out. Usually.
Man, so I witnessed the coolest epitome of technology being awesome today. I saw a 4-year-old take a phone, use OK Google to find the YouTube video that she wanted to watch. It was like, this is a person who has no comprehension of the alphabet, how to read or write, and was able to find exactly the YouTube video that you wanted.
I don't know if that's scary or...
I thought it was fucking awesome.
I'm super sore.
Me too. I'm still sore.
I just want a nap.
Like, I was trying to pick shit up at work today, and it just hurt so bad.
Yeah, just standing up and sitting down is enough for me.
So good.
Is Austin not playing the game?
No, I'm looking through pictures to find you a good example. Because some of these are made in MS Paint.
Oh.
A lot of these are made in MS Paint.
I think that game was made in MS Paint.
Remember back
You wouldn't be wrong.
Like, all you used to do on computers was draw shit in paint.
Yeah.
And you'd set it as the desktop.
Yep.
And I remember I would, like, draw things in MS Paint with, like, a ball. And then I would, like, save that. And then I would make a new one and move the ball. And then I'd make a slideshow. So that the ball would, like, bounce around. Like, his little animation with the screensaver. And I remember I did that once, and my dog was sitting there next to me because the computer was on the floor because we had just moved into the apartment we were at. And he sees the ball bouncing around, and he tries to, like, catch it.
Yeah, I think dogs have adapted to technology, too. Because, like, you know, you have the occasional puppy looking in a mirror. It's like, what is that?
Yeah.
You know? But now, like, you could be, like, talking to your phone, and the dog's like, huh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you show them like a cat meowing on the tiny screen, and like, whatever.
I remember when I first got my dog, when we turned on the TV for the first time with him there, he just like stopped walking around and stuff and just sat down in front of the TV and watched the TV.
My mom's boyfriend's dog just got its ass whooped by a cat.
That's awesome.
And I laughed hysterically. So now whenever you meow at her, she quivers.
That's funny because what is she? She's a pit bull?
She's a pit bull.
Yeah.
And she got her boxer.
Yeah, Pitbull boxer, and she got her ass whooped by a cat.
That's awesome.
So now whenever you go, meow, she like runs and hides.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This supposedly big, scary, dangerous dog, terrified of kittens.
By the way, the boss...
Are you not terrified of kittens?
No.
The boss in this game...
I love kittens.
...is undefeated, by the way.
Undefeated?
True, you can't beat him.
If the abominable snowman shows up in the game...
You've lost.
You will lose.
No, you've already lost. It's just a matter of time before it says game over.
Nikki doesn't. Nikki's never played it. I'm going to put it on her computer. I'm going to figure out how to put this Windows 95 program on her computer and she's gonna play.
While you're at it, you can look it up. It's probably on there.
It's probably on like
Source Free
or games you can play at work.com.
like a Flash.
Yeah,
but I need to get the actual installed version to get the full experience.
True. But can we talk about how awesome it is that YouTube has now officially dropped Flash support and that is strictly really cool. HTML5?
That is really cool.
I am super pumped about the future.
It's cool as dicks.
Dicks are cool. Your feet are cold.
How do you know? You're across the room.
I have thermal vision. So I know Austin's butt is warm and Nikki's feet are cold.
That's nerd.
What?
My testicles.
Wow. What? That's impressive.
That
depressive.
That's probably not a good thing.
Having huge nuts? Having huge nuts is awesome.
No, having extremely warm nuts.
That's normal.
And that kills all the...
Yeah, but you got to keep your nuts warm. That's why when you get into cold water, they shrink up inside of you to get warmer.
Yeah, but they can't be like boiling hot.
Well, I don't know of anyone who would actually stick their nuts in boiling water.
Unless the rest of their body was in boiling water.
Oh, true.
You would never, at that point, though, your dick is kind of low on the concern level.
Yeah.
No. My dick is always the first on my concern level.
You're in boiling water. Ah, my dick. Ah, my skin.
I don't give a fuck about my eyes. I just care about my dick.
Joey, we are picking you up on all mics.
You're always picking me up on all mics.
So, do you have to, like, mute our mics when you talk?
There was one episode where I did.
I remember...
Ever think you should turn yourself the fuck down?
Turn it down to what?
Apparently, if you play that song, like, all the children are like, oh, I love that song! It's like...
No, you don't.
No!
You're not allowed to even know what that song means.
Like, they flock to you. It's like, why?
Although, Mambo No. 5 was a popular song when I was a kid.
That's true. Mambo No. 5.
And that song is really bad.
Yeah, it is. I mean...
Sorry, we were listening to it the other day.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody.
Okay.
Nikki, stop forcing my hands.
They're cold.
Would you like socks? I don't have any, but you should get some socks.
No. I can stab you with a mechanical pencil.
That's true. Then you won't be worried about your cold.
Here, watch. Put your feet here. Just do it.
Right under his sack.
Like Nike.
Right under Santa's heavy sack.
I was going to say, right under Santa's sack.
Oh, man.
So yeah, that's a thing.
That is a thing.
What time are we at?
You know what would have been a thing? Nice. Food.
Yeah.
And we decided not to go get food.
We just got snacks.
We got snacks.
That threw me off because I went straight from work to the dealership that I used to work at, so I would get a decent deal. And then from there, I went straight home, and I didn't realize how long I was home because when I left, we went here. I didn't realize that we were going straight here. So, like, you know, all of a sudden, hey, it's 9:15.
Right.
You know,
I haven't eaten since breakfast.
Oh, at work, I've been tricking people inadvertently.
Stop moving your leg.
So,
this is like the work-related podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I have been ordering a lot of pizza when I get home because there's no food there. And I don't really feel like cooking macaroni and cheese every day. Also, my brother never cleans. So, anyways, I would order the pizza with the pasta. And the first time I put it in a Vitamin Shoppe bag. So people are like, oh, you're eating healthy. And I bought this like greasy pasta. And then today I did the same thing with the same pasta. And I had it in a Crispers cup. And like, oh, Crispers, what'd you get? I'm like, this is like, what is that?
That's awesome.
Crispers is actually pretty good, though.
I've actually never had Crispers.
Sometimes. Oh, not really.
The one in Brandon's good. I've never had a bad experience.
Who's Brandon?
It's a city in Florida. He's a city in Florida. What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Hey,
khakis.
Hey. I said, hey.
What's going on?
Aww. All right, and Nikki and Austin are falling asleep on the podcast.
I'm not falling asleep. I'm just cold.
So last podcast, Nikki was climbing all over Austin. Now it's Austin's true. Falling asleep.
And then she ate the cables, and we had to buy new cables.
It's true.
Yeah, we had a couple of special ending podcast things last set of podcasts I edited.
Yeah.
What happened?
We had like special endings where it was like you chewing the cables or we all sitting out or there was one time that I like cut from the middle and put on the end and it was
yeah.
It was like me going like, so who wants to fuck? And that was just the end of the podcast. It was just so out of context.
Oh shit, I kicked my mic.
And then there was one where we were like, we're done here.
Yeah.
We just leave.
Are you comfortable down there?
A little bit.
He's sleeping on a boob. Of course he's comfortable.
I don't get to experience that.
If you get fat enough, you
can. Shots fired! I'm sorry I don't have big enough boobs for you, Joey.
It's okay, bud. I forgive you. So, we're going to Atlanta soon, aren't we?
Are we?
Aren't we?
We are. When? We're going to Atlanta soon. The 14th and 15th is when I compete.
February.
Oh, so because I know that my coach doesn't listen to the podcast, and it's my team that's competing, not the team that I coach. All the straight boys on the team are riding
shirts. That say,
we're riding a van. Don't ruin my fucking story.
You already told this story on last the podcast.
Did I?
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. I'm so excited about it though because he has no idea, and he's like, "I'm scared. What's going on?" We're like, "Oh, don't worry about it. You're good."
So. Could you repeat it just so I know?
It's going to have our gym name on the top, and then our team name is Gold, but it's going to say G-O-L, and on the back it says you'll get the D later.
Okay.
All the straight boys are wearing
it. Why not the gay guys?
Why not the gay guys?
If anything, the gay guys are...
Because I know the gay guys on my team, and they will tell my coach, and then this will never fucking happen, and I've already sank $50 into it.
Gotcha.
So why is it straight boys and gay guys?
Well, one of the girls on the team used to call us her straight boys, and it just kind of stuck. So we're the straight boys, and gay guys just kind of flows
because they both start with G.
Yeah,
GG.
Yeah. GG. Well played.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that's our theory on that. But so, I'm so excited. Yes, we're going to Georgia though, and we have all sorts of. We're going to Georgia.
Yeah,
we could go to that one gaming bar.
Yeah.
Oh, I could go to that one gaming bar.
Yeah! I have no idea what we're talking about.
There's a place in Georgia that's like a gaming-themed bar and has really, really good food.
Oh,
and we're totally fucking going.
And it's video games-themed.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I could probably get in.
You can probably get in.
I just don't drink. It's because, you know.
Wait, when is this?
Next month. Middle of next month.
The Ides
So 2 weeks from today.
The when? Ides of Black History Month.
What?
When?
February
Friday, Saturday,
the
Sunday.
Ides of the Black History Month.
Yeah. Shut up.
February 15th.
Okay.
You just said this. I'm so confused.
March 15th is the Ides of March.
I don't know what that fucking means.
Why don't we have the Ides of February?
Because that would be like the 14th or the 13th. 14th.
I don't know.
It would be the 14th.
I don't get it. I have no idea what the fuck.
The middle of March.
But,
why is it called the Ides of March?
I don't know. Fucking Irish people.
The middle
people.
Of March.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't either, Nikki.
The Ides of March is when Julius Caesar got stabbed.
Oh.
Right. But why would... I don't...
Ides.
That
I was wrong. Middle.
Why is it called the... Okay, never mind. Whatever.
Anti-post and Ide. I don't know. I'm making Ide? Shit up right now.
But.
I hit my elbow like a motherfucker today.
So
it hurts.
How does a motherfucker hit one's elbow to where you hit one similar to one?
It was just kind of like, surprise, motherfucker. And it just hurt really fucking bad.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Like, I threw a wrench across the shop. It hurt that bad.
Why'd you turn your phone on and off like 3 times today?
Three? It's the first time.
I swear I've seen that screen twice today now.
Nope.
Oh. Weird.
Yeah.
I might have done it last time.
So are we getting dinner?
Yeah, we gotta. Let's.
What's
let's
dinner? Dinner. But guys, I already ate.
Well, too fucking bad, sir.
You could get appetizers. We're going to Applebee's anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm not even that hungry, but you know. All right. Well. All right. Let's go.
Wait, I want to define Ides.
Oh,
what's Ides?
Come
on. Isles and glaciers.
Ides define.
Birdie bits.
In the ancient
it's
Roman.
Birdie bits.
What?
The Fibbage question.
What?
They're like the big glaciers and then the little ones are called Bergie Bits.
The two word, Bergie Bits or whatever it's called.
Have you seen an iceberg flip over?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's crazy.
Because like, okay, an iceberg is basically snow on top of each other. And when it goes underwater, the water compresses it and like fills in all the gaps of the air. but it still keeps that sheen that snow has.
Okay.
But instead of having a sheen, it's a solid, an ice, so it turns completely, like, translucent blue.
Blue, yeah.
And it's really, really cool.
Cool.
And since it's, you know, ice displaces in water and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It flips over really easily when just, like, one piece of the iceberg breaks. It's like... and like waves and shit.
Dude, you should have just gone to Alaska with me. This is awesome.
Ides, a day falling roughly in the middle of each month. 15th day of March, May, July, and October, and the 13th of other months.
Wait, what is the significance of it, though?
From which other dates were calculated. It's from
Latin. Oh, the like doomsdays! Okay, I know what that's like. Doomsdays, it's how you can figure out the day of the week based on the date. All these following dates will all fall on the same day. You have, I forget January and February. No, I only forget January. It's like January 4th, the February 29th, also known as March 0th. so whatever the day before March is, whether it be the 20 or yeah, something like that. And then you have April 4th, Ides, May 9th, June 6th, July 11th, August 8th. So on and so forth, and they're all on the same day. It's called the Doomsday.
Nice.
If you want to look up the Doomsday thing, you can figure it out.
That is pretty cool. I am interested in that.
Yeah. I used to be able to easily tell you what day of the week a day felt.
I love algorithms like that.
But I've since forgotten it. So, anyway, that's that. So you guys ready for lunch? Because I'm totally ready for lunch.
It's not lunch. It's dinner time.
It's whatever. I mean...
It's lunchtime somewhere.
Yeah, it's lunchtime somewhere. There's... Margaritas and 5 o'clock, and that's that. That's how things are going.
We're having margaritas?
Yeah, we're having margaritas.
Hell yeah.
Not you.
Youngsters.
Yeah.